Hello and welcome to Inside the Disney Vault. This is the podcast where we went through all the Disney animated movies and then all of Pixar. And then we said, why not go through all of these Disney Channel original movies? I'm Claire.
I'm Oscar.
And I'm Rachel. Why not?
Why not? I mean, there are only like 105 of them.
And we've watched 100 of them. Yeah.
So, well, what do you all see in this area? There's a lot.
You know, I gotta say, there's a lot to see for sure, but the thing that stuck out to me is that pink girl boss pillow.
I see a sign that says summer's over and it's all your fault.
Whoa. Okay. I see the mom from the Torkelsons.
Oh my gosh, Dorothy Jane, Kirby the likes you. Well, obviously, we are talking about
Kim Possible. The movie.
The live action movie
from 2019. Dorothy Jane, Kirby likes you. I love the Torkelsons.
Coming to Disney Plus?
Great question. And Almost Home. Oh man, I know we've gone down this road before, I could do the whole conversation over again. Man in the Moon. Okay.
What?
It's funny. It probably sounds like nonsense, but. I get it. It's funny.
It's great. Nana was the mom on a show called The Torkelsons, which was on Disney Channel. All right. So, had you all seen Kim Possible before?
No.
No, I've never seen it. But I've, you know, there was a lot of fanfare about this movie coming out. I mean, this was one where I was like very aware that it was out.
Yes. And at this point, it was only a few years ago. Because this movie premiered on February 15th, 2019.
Ooh. Two days after my birthday.
yes. based on Kim Possible, the cartoon, which we know and love. And so, let's see. There weren't a ton of fun facts about this. Mostly it was casting stuff and how a lot of people were in either the show or other things with different, you know, castmates. So, not a ton of background. I was curious to know why they decided to do this live action, because it's interesting since we know and love the cartoon, and something we love so much about it is the style of it, and obviously live action completely changes that. But it was cool to see.
And also, this is our second Kim Possible DCOM that we've had, because the first one we saw was the animated So Little Time. Is that the one that is that what it's called?
Oh. What is it called?
Stitch in Time or something?
Stitch in Time. That's what it was called.
Is it? Okay.
And then, I feel like that's true.
Yeah.
Stitch in Time sounds familiar.
One of the fun facts is this is the first live-action Disney Channel original movie to be based on a former Disney Channel animated series. But also, I feel like, isn't it the only one? Or maybe, you know, so far.
Yeah. Huh.
Is it the only one? Yeah, I guess so. Unless we get a Phineas and Ferb live action movie.
That would be very cool.
They still have their weird face.
How do they do it?
Well,
Beetlejuice effect.
Yeah, there was that one filter on TikTok that makes your face like this, and like some people were doing that, and it looked really funny. It would be really funny. Yeah.
That would be such a good one. Let's see. So some other fun facts, which, you know, as we go through, I think we'll talk about. Christy Carlson Romano, original voice of Kim, obviously has a little cameo in the film, which is very fun. And this is the fourth Disney Channel original movie with Christy Carlson Romano in it.
Can you name them?
I can because I'm looking at a list.
Even Stevens movie. Cadet Kelly.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Am I missing one?
We just said it.
Oh, the Kim Possible movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's Kim Possible, So the Drama.
So the Drama.
But I feel like, was there another one that maybe wasn't a DCOM? There's a lot of Kim Possible content.
Yeah.
Another fun fact is Patton Oswalt, who is one of the villains in this, was also a voice on the series.
Yeah. Oh. He played the same character, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Professor Dementor. And yeah, so it's just fun little crossover. Like, it's fun that he was in this little opening scene. So I guess that's kind of like, I mean, we sort of slipped into the smart housekeeping without knowing it, but that's sort of all the info. So which is kind of fun, because then, you know, it's sort of a standalone thing with a new cast mostly, which I guess we can get into. So we have Sadie Stanley as Kim Possible, Sean Giambrone as Ron Stoppable.
Who is he? Has he been in other stuff?
He's from the Goldbergs, right?
Yeah, he's from the Goldbergs.
Oh, he's the Goldbergs kid.
Which he also stars in with Patton Oswalt, who plays the same character but older. So that was one of the fun sections. Oh. Sierra Riley Wilson as Athena. Taylor Ortega as Shego.
Hey, our friend Taylor Ortega.
Hey. Connie Ray as Nana Possible.
Woo.
Isaac Torkelson's Ryan lady? Brown as Torkelson's Wade. Yes. Erica Tam as Bonnie Rockwaller. Todd Stashwick as Draken. Let's see. Allison Hannigan as Dr. Dan Possible. Matthew Clark as James Timothy Possible. There are just a lot of ones listed. Christy Carlson Romano as Poppy Blue, Nancy Cartwright as Rufus, and Patton Oswalt as Professor Dementor.
Nancy Cartwright, really, from The Simpsons?
Yeah, I think she voices Rufus on the show as well, so it was just a fun little, you know, callback.
Oh, very cool. What's-his-face wasn't in it. Will Friedle, is that his
name? Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, they did note that he's not in it, the original Ron Stoppable voice, but I don't know why.
Yeah, I feel like he could have played someone, like a teacher or something.
Oh, yeah.
Could have played the teacher.
Yeah, he could have played the substitute teacher that is in every classroom.
Yes. Or the slime guy in the beginning.
Oh, yeah. Guy.
Yeah,
the scientist guy. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
So shall we swing on in to Kim Possible?
Beep boop beep doop. Yes.
So we open up, we zoom in on Earth, and we get a little voiceover from Kim, who says she accidentally received a distress call and answered it, and now she saves the world. Which I wasn't sure. Is that her origin story? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I don't think we got it. I think we even were talking about that. We're like, how did she come to be this? And then now we know it's just she just answered a call one day.
She got a little beep boop beep boop, and then next thing she knew.
It's weird because like
get Wade involved,
right?
No, and who is Wade? What is Wade? Is so interesting to me.
He's such a mystery. I absolutely love Wade, but it is funny in this movie how he's sort of just like her personal
assistant.
Like, Jarvis. He's like a Jarvis, but like a real person.
Yeah.
It's like he's just supposed to be sitting there and watching her life the whole time, and whenever she needs him, he's just there.
And
does he go to the bathroom?
Oh, great question. He drinks a lot of soda. So he does. Must.
Also, where are your parents?
Yeah,
right. Wade. And well, they do make a point of telling us that he graduated college at the age of 10, so it's not like he has to be in school, I guess. Yeah. But does he get paid to do this? I don't know.
No, most likely not.
No. But he's great at his job. He's very attentive and amazing. Every request, he's like, already on it. So we meet like a slime scientist who's been captured by Professor Dementor. And there's a really long, drawn out fight scene. You know me. I was like, they're fighting. And there's slime happening.
Right. But this is like, it's an insight to people who are unfamiliar with Kim Possible, where like, Kim Possible's obsessed with Gatling guns, allegedly. For someone who's only seen the animated DCOM and not the TV show, I'm like, okay. And then Ron Stoppable is just a big old idiot who only makes things worse. Yeah, he's a big old goofball.
Yeah.
So that was kind of nice.
Likes to fly through the air. Like, there must have been a lot of, like, people CGI-ing out little... what is the little where do they hold you up? Because she was flying a lot in the air.
Oh, yeah, the harness?
Yeah, that's it. That's what it's called, yeah. A harness. Because it was like, she was just like constantly like flipping through there. And I was like, this isn't. She's not landing like there's gravity on her.
No. The harness budget of this movie is out of control. I think that's really what mostly the budget was, harness.
I think you're right. So they send Dementor to the police station and said this is one of the things where he gets put in his little chamber, like a la Austin Powers, like he's going to go beam off somewhere, but then they redirect him to the police station.
Yeah, and then when he gets caught, he's like, I just like escape pods.
Yes, and then we get the theme, which I was so happy that I think it's the Christina Milian version.
Like heck yeah.
So happy that that was there with the cool live action sequence. And then we go to Kim's home, and Kim is very much an overachiever, and it's her first day of high school, and this is right after she saved the world from Professor Dementor the night before.
She got up at 4 a.m.
Nuts, which was sleeping into her, I guess.
Also, so I did like the little contraption she made to pick out all her outfits for the week.
Oh my god, yes. Very Cher Horowitz.
Yeah.
Her whole room was so cool. It was like huge. A neat shape, a big window. Yeah, huge.
I also like that the house looked like the house from the show. It was like the mid-century modern type house.
The house was so cool.
Yeah.
That like dining room that looks like it's in a forest.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's all glass paneling around it. That was so cool. I would live there for sure. So mom is worried about Kim because, you know, she's already just planning so far ahead. She's planned her outfits out for the whole month. And then
and her midterms.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, her midterms and her finals.
How do
you
do that? How?
Yeah.
Okay.
How do you know how do you know the homework for even today?
Yeah. Weird.
So Wade chimes in with an update that the school bus is on its way. Again, is Wade monitoring things?
Wade
from,
needs
like,
to like find a hobby, I think.
His hobby is Kim.
It is.
I mean, I wish that was explored a little bit because it's like, Wade, come on now. You can't be doing this.
Can
not
you imagine?
Not every single second of your day.
What if he has other clients as well? So it's like there's Kim and then he just like leaves her and then goes to another screen with another person.
Mm-mm.
That'd be nuts.
What about Wade? Who's watching Wade?
What about Wade? I want that movie.
Mm-hmm.
So Kim barely makes the school bus because on the way she has to save a baby that rolls away in its stroller. And then
it's so nonchalant. The mom's like, yeah, I could have gotten that. It wasn't going that fast. It's fine.
And so then Draken is in like jail and he's looking at old news clippings and he's acting out scenarios with Kim Possible as a little doll that he has. And Shego breaks him free. And then back at school, Ron live streams his first day and they run into Bonnie, who is Kim's frenemy.
Okay, I was upset.
She's in the cartoon, right?
Yeah, I was upset with her hair because as we remember from her hair, it was that weird, like, weird layer thingy. And this hair was just too long. I was like, she doesn't look like Bonnie from the show.
Oh.
Do better casting.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it was. Was she supposed to be older here? Because we're in high school.
Oh, yeah, that was another thing. She was like a year older.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was a thing in the show. And then also they made it about soccer and not cheerleading. Like
I hated that. I really did not like that.
Are you trying to be like progress? Like, would no girls do soccer now? But it's like girls also do cheerleading. Cheerleading is also like a perfectly fine sport. It's actually a sport.
Yeah, I didn't like that. Also, that felt so decom to me. It's like you couldn't just do cheerleading like in the show.
It was like, Kim was so prepared to do cheerleading, but then she finds out it doesn't exist here, which I guess was supposed to be like a way of stopping her, but it didn't.
Didn't stop her. She still killed it.
Yeah, exactly. So Wade pops in and tells them that Shego sprang Draken loose and that homeroom is on the other side of school. They end up being late and they try to convince the teacher that they're trouble stoppers. They're not troublemakers. It is stressful.
Do you ever have that classrooms? That dream where you're like running late to class still?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Sure.
No, you don't have that. Sometimes I'll have like in a dream where you're like late to something. It's like that's stressful.
Oh, for sure.
Absolutely. I don't want to watch that in a movie. I'm stressed out. I'm having flashbacks. I hate too being real. Late.
Too real based on my anxieties.
Yeah.
Right.
So then they have to go to class. However, class is also on the other side of school, and Wade
that's this stressing me out.
Her class, stressful. And she has to like parkour to get there on time.
Yeah.
And then it's the same teacher who is in homeroom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a substitute teacher, and it's funny because he's like, she's on eternity leave, and they're like, don't you mean maternity? And it's like, no, she's gone forever.
That was a very funny joke. Yeah, the teacher was very fun. I thought that he was really
I loved him.
He's obsessed with his weird sweatshirt. Cat.
And also, his later when he wears like a cat shirt thingy. Yeah. I was like, this is great.
So Draken and Shigo go to a new lair that she has secured, and it's this sort of rundown building, it is really cool, and they don't have their lair island anymore because Kim foiled his plans, and he's obsessed with the fact that Kim always foils his plans. She's always thwarting him.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's what he was thinking about the whole time in jail, is how he can thwart Kim Possible. And so at school, Kim's having a bad day, and Ron's having a great one. And so Kim goes to soccer tryouts, and she does great despite Bonnie trying to, you know, mess her up. However, she becomes equipment manager because freshmen can't be on the team.
Rude. Why?
And why would she accept that role if she wanted to be on the team?
Yeah, I'd be like, well, I didn't want to be on the
just
team
leave.
Anyway.
Yeah. So Draken and Shigo, back to them. He says he wants to steal Kim's spark because she's got some spark about her, which I feel like could have been more specific in this. Like he was literally stealing her spark, which I guess, anyway, we'll continue. So Kim and Ron find a crying girl who is starstruck by Kim. We find out her name is Athena. They go to Bueno Nacho, and Ron eats the
nacho. Which looks really good.
Yeah, yes, this was cool, too. I like all the locations. Do look like the locations from the cartoon.
Yeah.
Totally. Impressive. Yeah.
And we got the nacho.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks great. Athena is a super fan. Ron and Kim are late for class again, and Athena kind of helps save them, and that she says they were volunteering at the cat shelter, which, of course, the teacher has a soft spot for.
Me too.
just find the person's soft spot, and you can smooth
a little, maybe a little insight to the moral of the movie later.
Yeah. You can be late to class as long as you have a good reason. So Kim's room is amazing, moving walls and stuff. She's got a ton of supplies and gadgets. She's there with Athena. They're hanging out. They're getting along great. A Poppy Blue song comes on the radio.
Okay, but she had her original outfit, and they're like, why don't you wear that anymore? And they just kind of brush it aside. And I was like, are they going to put it on at the end of the movie? No.
So I guess Kim has her original outfit, which is her army green pants and her black crop top.
Yeah.
But then turtleneck
crop top. Yeah.
Yeah. And then in the later series, she's wearing a purple shirt and black pants. But then in this, so I had to look it up because I didn't remember it. But apparently she is. And so Athena's color scheme is sort of a paying tribute to that version of Kim.
Okay. I'm just mad that they called out the old outfit, and they're like, why don't you wear that anymore? And I don't know. And it's like,
is it because it's a crop top?
So I think it was a
like, we should,
yeah, I think it was alluding to like just the joke of like, I didn't want to look like a cartoon, wink wink.
Because
that was the
yeah.
joke, you know.
Yeah, I get it.
Wearing the same thing all the time feels like a cartoon, which I was like, okay, this is cheap.
And also, she does wear the same thing all the time when she's like on
yeah. I just feel like in the final fight, she should have come dressed in her iconic Kim
That's
outfit.
Great. Yeah. It's like,
because then it would have been a moment for fans to be like, yay, she's wearing it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we love that. We love a comeback of something we know.
I guess crop tops are no.
Yeah.
Crop tops are no-no in 2019, but they're a yes-yes in 2022, just so you know.
So they go to, okay, so they go to a salon because Athena is not feeling her best self.
Her hair's a mess.
Her hair is a mess, but like intentionally so, it would seem. Like you have to make it come out of a ponytail the way she had it.
And like forward, I don't know.
Yeah, it took effort to make it look the way it looked. So Ron and Kim go to Bueno Nacho and they get an alert that Shigo busted into a top secret lab. And then Athena, after the salon, is looking like a new Kim. She's got cool, like, pink hair, and it's got like, little streaks. Luscious and long.
Which, okay, here's what I'll say about this, is Athena is, I assume, Asian, yes? And there's a thing in pop culture, I read an article by someone that said, like, in order to make an Asian person cool, they have to have streaks in their hair, multicolored streaks. What? And I was like, oh, God, not this. Not this! No. So Athena, girl, why? I mean, she looks cool. The hair's nice.
Yeah, and she's got like a cool outfit that she made because she cosplays as Kim, which we hadn't mentioned before. But I guess in this universe, Kim is a well-known hero. Yeah, she's a celebrity. So I guess at Comic Cons, people cosplay as her.
Mm-hmm.
Athena, after the salon, has very much Kim Possible energy. And then who pulls up next in a pink limo? Why, it's Poppy Blue, of course.
And she's like obsessed with Athena for no reason. I don't know. She does this weird singing thing. And it's like,
you
could keep up with me. You're great. I'm like, what? All right.
Yeah, it's fun.
And that's only to sell the idea that Kim Possible is feeling threatened by Athena. I get why, but it just felt a little unearned.
I don't really know why. I guess they needed a ride to the lab.
Yeah.
And Poppy happened to be there.
Weird. Wade was like, I'll get you a ride. And then she shows up. So it's like Wade just like calls someone with a car and is like, hey, can you pick up Kim?
Yeah, he must have had like an active map of all the people that know Kim nearby and have cars. I don't know. Wade is mysterious.
Maybe they only have two jetpacks, and so now that they have three people, they don't have a jetpack for her.
True.
So
they're like... Yeah, they can't travel by jetpack now. Mm. So, and the reason Poppy knows Kim is because Kim does her taxes.
Yeah, weird. International taxes. Right?
What?
Sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
Honestly, Kim, can you help with my taxes? Because I need serious help.
Which I do not doubt that Kim could do taxes. I am just still confused as to how those two became paired up together.
You know, someone thought it was a funny joke.
Yes. Ultimately, yes.
They're like, what's a lame thing that she could help her with that's not an actual, like, an obvious? Taxes!
Yeah. Taxes, hey, if you can help me with my taxes, you are a superhero.
Truly.
Yeah.
So, they go to an institute for neurodynamic studies, and they're looking for Shigo. And on the way, Ron finds a naked mole rat.
Rufus. And
I suppose this movie takes place before.
Yeah, the timeline feels weird. Like, where does this fit in the timeline?
Because, of course, we know and love Rufus, our naked mole rat friend.
Right.
Yeah.
And so they become buddies, and Rufus goes with Ron. And
we find out that Rufus has an advanced brain, and that's why he is the way that he is. So that makes sense for the animated series.
Yes, that's why they can communicate with him. And then they find Shigo, and she teases Kim about getting demoted because Athena is giving Shigo orders. And and so they all fight over the cube, and then Shigo compliments Athena's fighting skills, and Kim...
Feels threatened.
She gets pushed in an eel.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the eel.
That's scary.
And also, they both get electrocuted, which I'm like, whoa, y'all ain't scared?
Yeah, I was watching The summer I turned pretty. And they mentioned in that show that they don't know how eels reproduce.
Oh, yeah. Is that true? I didn't look it up, but I don't did know. Also I, watch that show I, and hear that and go, what?
I believe it. Because Ron what? Also said something that eels can reproduce at any moment, right?
In the, so they the haven't, movie? Like, put them in a tank and watched and studied it?
That would be eels rude. Just
that would reproduce. Be rude. You're right. That's but scientists crazy. Tend honestly, to do that.
The ocean is a scary place. I don't want to go
absolutely.
There.
Absolutely.
It's true. Unless it's and on a eels boat. Are particularly a big boat. Scary.
A big boat.
Like a ship? Like a cruise ship?
Like a cruise. Like a... like a Disney cruise.
Yeah. Yeah. So Shigo leaves with the cube that they're looking for. And she brings it to Draken. She tells him that Possible's fading. So her spark is going out. So Draken threatens... Oh, leaking a clip. The clip of Kim in the eel enclosure pleading for help. Because he's trying to embarrass her.
Just FYI, I just got back with the research department, and apparently eels can reproduce, except they reproduce externally, meaning female eels shoot their eggs outside, and then they have their babies outside.
Oh, so I guess it's not a mystery.
No, mystery solved.
Okay.
Thanks, Kim Possible.
Summer, I turned pretty lied to us.
You lied to me?
I
next you're gonna tell me that there's no place called Cousins Beach.
Oh man, yeah. And next you're gonna tell me that there's no family living at that beach house every year having dramatic scenarios and growing up and turning pretty.
Is anyway, this a Torkelson's reference?
No, it's
this is a show pretty. Called The Summer I Turned Pretty based on a book. Amazon Prime.
The summer I turned pretty.
Yeah, she turns pretty.
I'm still waiting for pretty. That summer.
Same.
It's great.
So now, okay, at school, people are watching the fight because I guess they got clips of that little bit, and now they think Athena's cool.
This is very Clueless moment. Very triggering for me. I don't like when people become more popular than me.
So now Kim's hair looks like a mess. And Athena is very cool. And Athena is friends with Bonnie now.
Rude. If you were a true friend, you wouldn't be friends with your friend's enemy, right? This is where I knew from the start that something was up with Athena.
Oh, Athena! From the minute they poked around that corner, I was like, "What's this girl's deal?"
But the fact that she was like being nice to Bonnie, I was like, "She's not a true friend, Kim." I was like, "She's not a true friend." Yeah.
So Kim goes to Nana's house, and is she a character on the TV show? I do not recall.
Yeah, she is, but I don't think she's like always around. But she is like a cool grandma who.
It's a reference for the real ones, for the real fans.
That's amazing because I do love her, and she is a cool grandma, and she has a whole like workout room.
Yeah.
But also, is this? I mean, sorry to keep asking questions. I should have asked the research department to do this, but is this a whole thing in their family history that they all are training to do martial arts?
You know, I don't know.
You mean are they a family of spies? I think so.
They make them in the movie. They are.
Yeah.
But in the TV show, we don't know, because we haven't watched the show.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So they practice bojutsu, and Kim is sad.
Is that a real thing?
Yes.
Bojutsu? I assume it is,
Yes, it is. And so Kim is sad because no one has been better than her before. Nana warns her that jealousy is unbecoming. I love it. Nana's just like, absolutely not.
Conversation was very nice to hear, though, because it's like, sure, you're not the best.
It's true.
But who are you? And I'm like, you know what? That's right. I'm not the best at anything. but I know who I am.
Well, so and you're the best at being you.
Yeah, that's true. Well, oh, that's, you know, good. I don't know anyone else who's trying to be me. I'm sure someone else could be a better me if they actually wanted to. But
that's awful. What do you mean? If someone's a better Rachel Chapman than Rachel Chapman, that's impossible.
Someone could be.
No way. You know?
No. I am the first. When you Google Rachel Chapman, I am the first result. So
see, there you go.
Yeah.
You are the best Rachel Chapman.
You are the best.
Yeah, but the next one is this girl singing in a church, and she seems like not a great Rachel Chapman, but she's trying to.
But she's not the best. You're still fine. You're still on top.
Okay.
You're fine.
I gotta be on top.
Are you the best Claire Loughran?
No.
I don't think so.
No, I could never. I'd have to have a voice, and I don't.
Oh, I thought you were talking to me. Yeah. Still, I don't think so.
No, you are.
No, I think there's a...
You're the only one I know.
That's true.
Well, if you Google it, there are other people who are very talented, and they deserve the SEO results that they get above me. Yeah.
And you are the best Oscar Montoya, just so you know.
Not true. I think there's a more, there's a bigger Oscar Montoya. There's a photographer, a famous photographer named Oscar Montoya.
Okay, well, we're going to have to do something about
that. So are we going by like name alone, or are we talking about our essence as a human being?
I think essence is our as a human being, but I don't mind being the second best Oscar Montoya. I think I'm actually quite proud of being the second.
First is the worst, second is the best.
That's true.
Third is the one with the
hairy chest.
What?
You can always be.
Is that what was yours?
My first is the worst. Second is the best.
Third
is the one with the hairy chest. Yeah.
What the hell? Yeah.
What did you guys say?
Yeah, I said hairy chest, I think.
Okay.
Wait, first is the worst, second is the best. Third is the one with the, I don't know. Anything else would be ones I had made up when I was little.
Wow.
Oscar, you didn't do that?
What did you say?
No, first is the best, period.
Well, that's what you say when you're losing. Like, if you're in a race and someone's ahead of you, you go, first is the worst, because they don't want to be first.
Oh,
it's the worst.
Okay. Second is the worst.
I mean,
that's why you always go for last place.
Because
second is the first loser.
So second,
first
really
is the worst. First is the worst. Second is the worst. Last, you'll have a blast.
I love that.
It's about having fun, more about winning.
Exactly. Okay. It's about the journey, not about getting into the race at all.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know,
don't,
I always
don't
like
ever
second,
start.
Anyways, because I think silver is prettier than gold. So.
That's true.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
First is the gold, so no thank you. Second is the silver, so yes, please.
Pretty.
Third is the bronze, which is kind of like gold, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say bronze is the ugliest of the three.
Yeah.
You don't ever want to be third. Yuck.
Ew.
Third's the one with the hairy chest, okay?
So. Yeah.
But you know what? I don't think there's anything wrong with a hairy chest, so.
Yeah.
And there we go. So just be last. Last, you'll have a blast.
Last is a blast. So Kim is having an identity crisis. However, Nana also said, because, you know, Kim was like, oh, I'm always the best. I'm always this. She's like, no, that's what you do. That's not who you are.
Right.
Oh, okay. You know? That's another lesson that I was like, oh, okay. That. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Then who am I?
You know, we're always trying. We're always just doing our best. We're always growing and improving.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, we just
it's rude of us to always like ask our guests, how would you like to be introduced? Because
and you know why
they are.
And you know what? That's why we don't have a guest today.
Mm, yeah.
No, they said, please do not introduce me. Do not define me.
Yeah.
I'm a
human essence.
I'm just a person.
And, you know, as a matter of fact, we do have a very famous celebrity guest joining us today, but we haven't heard from them because we told them not to say anything because it's not what they say or who they are. You know, it's who they are. So we're not introducing them at all. So.
No.
Yeah. And so you know,
no one speaks until they're introduced.
The podcast.
They
medium,
just want to be their essence.
You could say celebrities are on, but they just don't have anything to say.
It's true. No, we have a guest. Yeah. I mean, our celebrity guest is nodding their head. Absolutely.
Yeah, our patrons can see who our celebrity guest is.
That's right.
Exactly. Exactly. They didn't want to be introduced.
Yeah, I know.
So, and
I'm
they
very
didn't
excited.
Be named,
honestly, I'm nervous. So. talking right now.
Oh, I've been a nervous wreck this whole time.
Yeah.
We finally got them on the podcast. That's insane.
Yeah, right. Yeah, why do you think we went on and on about first, second, third place? I got distracted. So at school, we're having an assembly for Athena because she is the best.
She's like the freshman of the year or something like that.
Most promising freshman.
Wow. Okay. What a good use of our time and
resources. Also, isn't this day three of school? Yeah. Y'all already giving out awards for best.
Most promising. And then maybe at the end of the year, they'll see how their predictions.
That's a lot of pressure.
But I will say, watching this, I was like, I would stand, if there was an assembly, I would stand where Kim and Ron were standing, like up in the balcony on the railing, instead of being someone sitting down. I don't know why I thought about that, but I was like, that's a good seat, because you can see everything. You've got like a railing to lean on. You can sneak out if you want.
Yeah, a nice little mezzanine.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. I liked it. I was like, I would be there. It seemed like
orchestra, more expensive, but less visibility.
Yeah, no, I don't like it. Yeah.
So Kim gets an F on a test. And Ron, however, is still there to pump Kim up, which I loved. He's a true friend. Mm-hmm. Still, you know, being like, hey, KP, you're good. This will pass.
Yeah.
And at the assembly, we see the principal's wearing his cat sweatshirt. We love that. Shego and Draken enter through the ceiling and they kidnap Athena. Mm-hmm.
And you know why? Because they're having a whole fighting sequence and Kim Possible takes a mop as she uses as a bow staff. And Athena's like, give it to me. I'll do my finishing move. And Kim's like, nah, I got this. And then falls right on her face. Then suddenly everyone's recording, laughing at her, not with her. And then Shego takes Athena UFO style on the ship.
Another harness.
Yes. Draken, very clearly so. He's just standing in place. Fully. No, you know, arm dazzles or making it look magical.
Just like slowly rotating. Like the
So Kim decides to go save her with Ron. And at the lair, we find out that Athena was part of the scheme all along. Shock. Wow. Shocked. I was shocked.
But it's not just Ron who's with her. Her mom and her grandma are also there.
All right. Well, so she goes home and then asks mom and Nana to join. So yes, then they go. It's a lot of back and forth. So okay, then again, we get this funny little scene with the dad and the brothers, which they didn't have a lot to do in this movie, but I feel like they kind of just had to stick them in. So
yeah, it was like, oh yeah,
where are they?
Yeah.
So Draken is covered in milk bottles, and he wakes up and his modulator is gone, but finds out that there's like a secret room of the lair, and Athena's in that secret room. I didn't know why this mattered.
Not at all. But we do find out that Athena is in on them, and that she was the one who orchestrated everything.
She's like a robot.
And she's a robot. Yeah.
Yeah. What? What?
I mean, we all knew this, right? It wasn't a surprise.
The robot part was. So that's Kim gets to Athena, and she tells her she's not. Oh, wait. Oh, she gets to Athena, and she tries. But Kim doesn't know that Athena's on the other side. So she's not going anywhere because she was a garbage friend. Wow, Athena. And so Athena is a robot whose purpose was to destroy Kim, and Athena.
There's a creepy wall of items that.
Yes.
Like, you learn about Kim's life. That's weird.
Yes, like all like a museum almost. And so Kim feels betrayed. Okay, and then, so Kim, Ron, Mom, and Nana are all here, and they get trapped. And then Draken explains the plan. Athena is a digital version of Kim's spark.
What? Sure. Okay.
Exactly. Which I feel like could have... You know, we could have gone that earlier, and there could have actually been something of Kim's that. But I mean, she's not a robot though, so I guess you can't actually steal her spark.
Maybe feels it's very like her Austin confidence. Powers again. Instead of spark, it should have been like confidence.
That's good. Yeah. Yeah. Because
yeah.
she got more confident and then Kim lost her confidence. That's good. You should have been in the writer's room, Rachel.
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, and I would pick something other than taxes, though taxes, you know, to me, very fun.
Let's see. Taxes. How do Poppy and Kim know each other? Anybody? Anybody?
Taxes.
Oh, great.
Very funny. Very funny.
No more suggestions. We're done.
That's funny, but what about international taxes? Oh, ooh, that's funny, man. That's
whoa, so funny.
I didn't even know there was international taxes.
You're right. So, yeah, well, when you're an international pop star, I guess you're in a new tax bracket, situation. So Wade helps guide Rufus on a drone to hit the button that releases Kim and her
conveniently
mom and grandma
and
Ron. Yes.
And this is where the budget went, because the animation of Rufus flying to press the button was very impressive. I was like, oh, shoot, okay. The budgets were on harnesses and that one scene. Interesting.
Yeah, the flames erupting as the drone just sneaks out of it. So Draken and Athena are connected to the brain machine and Draken turns into a little kid. Well, I wasn't sure.
I don't know why.
Right, because it was like the machine was to make you more intelligent, right?
Yeah, and that de-aged him. I don't know. I was like, I must have missed something, but whatever.
That's so we get a crossover with that other DCOM. What's that one where the parents turn into
the poof point?
Yeah.
Surprise! Shocked! You don't know this like the back of your hand, Claire. Shocked.
Yeah. Well, I'm working on memorizing all the titles. So Athena sacrifices herself to stop the machine that is going haywire. We got explosions, and everything has exploded. And then Rufus finds Athena's hand, but it's not connected to the rest of her. And then we find her head. But again,
creepy.
She's a robot, so it's she's still alive, or robot version of alive. And then Mom and Dad rebuild Athena, and things go back to normal. And Kim starts a martial arts club at school. And Kim says she learned to be a better friend and a hero because of that.
Wow.
And then
but that doesn't define her.
No.
Well, she doesn't define her.
No.
True.
Yeah.
And so Kid Draken goes to school and she acts like she's his mom. I really loved this little
scene. This is very funny.
Very funny to me.
Yeah.
And he has a new
plan. She's like, I have to go change into something more comfortable in my bodysuit.
He's got a new plan to defeat Kim Possible, and he goes off into school. The end.
Setting up a potential sequel?
Da-da-da-da. Yeah.
But
we'll see.
No, sorry.
Yeah, you're right.
Not yet.
Maybe this was supposed to be a launching pad for a live-action Kim Possible
TV show. That,
ooh.
I think I read somewhere that was a thing, but no, it didn't.
Didn't happen.
Think this had like one of the worst premieres for ratings.
Yes, so this was the lowest premiere until
Under Wraps.
Under Wraps.
Oh, Under Wraps did badly.
The new Under Wraps.
Oh
yeah,
no!
But I think that's because the new Under Wraps was also on Disney Plus. So
yes, good point.
So maybe it just didn't.
Oh, I see. I see.
Don't know.
I see.
Yeah, it's hard. The metrics are different,
so
I suppose. Let's see.
Dang.
But yeah.
Yeah.
And then
1.24 million viewers.
Yeah, that's really not a lot.
How much was the High School Musical 2?
I feel like it's close to 10.
Oh, wow.
Like the Teen Beach and stuff was like 8 million, I feel.
Yeah, so that's pretty bad. Yes. Especially with the property people are familiar with.
Yeah,
I
do
but
remember
not really,
a lot of
though,
ads for this.
Because by the time 2019, the kids that are watching Disney Channel are not the kids who watched Kim Possible.
That's true.
And kids like me who did watch Kim Possible saw the ads for this movie and went, oh, cool, and then didn't see the movie.
It's like I'm not attached to that because I was attached to like the Christy Carlson Romano. Kim
Exactly.
Possible.
Yes, and I am
I
like,
see.
Kim seems different.
Okay, yeah. So question. Would you have preferred a Kim Possible movie where it's like the proposed Lizzie McGuire TV show where it's like Chrissy Carson Romano as Kim Possible as an adult.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been interesting.
Yeah.
True.
I would have watched
She could have even, yeah. I might have even believed her in this movie as Kim Possible. It would be so fun to see her as live action Kim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Kim just has such a, like.
She probably also would have really liked
that. I was just going to say, she would be upset. She would have loved that.
Have you seen her YouTube videos where she's just walking through like the woods and she's like, I was going to be Anne Hathaway.
Yeah.
Yes. When we first saw this Kim, her vibe felt different because Kim in the series is very like, what's the sitch? So the drama, like very stylized, very action hero, like give me the sitch, Wade, you know, stuff
she
like that.
She was like and a very one... cool, popular kid, whereas this one was like type A, I'm perfect kid, mm-hmm. which was not like Kim's vibe at all.
Right. This one did seem like a real high schooler. However, Kim Possible, like you just said, is not a typical high schooler.
No.
Well, keeping that in mind, what's the moral of this movie?
Oh, wow.
It's not what you do that defines you. And second is the best.
Yeah. Last is a blast.
Last is a blast. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Last is a blast. And get your SEO up, you know?
Get no one wants to get their SEOs up anymore. Get your SEO
get
up.
Get your SEO.
Wow, Thank our special guest Kim. Spoke for the first time. Whoa, 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 whoa.
No, don't say her name.
Wow.
Oh, sorry. Kim Possible.
Right, who would we play in the Kim Possible movie? The live action one.
Oh, gosh.
Let's see. Let's see.
Oh, I have a feeling I know.
well,
okay, let's see. And the other one, Oscar, were you Rufus?
I was.
Yeah, I was going to say. Okay. Honestly, you could be Rufus again.
Yeah.
Where you just are like. Rah, rah, rah.
Yeah. Save the day. Press that button.
No, but for this movie, they use the budget where you would be in the mocap suit.
I like that. It's just me in a mocap suit and a harness for no reason.
Yeah,
just
floating
along.
You're just
like
crawling
on top of the guy from the Goldberg shoulder.
Yeah, no, they create a giant shoulder and it's like green screen background.
Honestly,
just, like,
that's very funny. That's very funny. Let's see. Oh, gosh.
Claire, you are. But what blue? Chrissy Carlson Romano.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Poppy
blue.
Yeah.
Poppy blue for sure.
I do need help also, with my taxes.
You would also be like, come in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. I like to add a little song.
You would have fun with that.
Yeah, that'd be very fun.
Love it.
Rachel, you would play the teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you get that amazing sweatshirt.
I know. I saw that sweatshirt and I was like, I want that.
Is that your blame? Give me that, Rachel?
Yeah, that's right. Give me that. I forgot about my give me that. Though I would not wear the blazer over it because it really, you want to.
That's true. You want to showcase the
sweater.
You want
to showcase, yeah. Also, so hot. A blazer over a sweatshirt?
Yeah.
With, I think, a button up under?
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
A lot.
That man's
a
hero.
He was sweating that day. Mm-hmm. He was, you know, thank you so much for your contributions to this
exactly.
movie because I know it was difficult. Everyone else was wearing a harness, which, blah, 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 whatever.
harnessed
around. Harness much more comfortable than a blazer over a sweatshirt.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, let's talk about the dad. I know that he was there for a second, but you know, on our Zaddy watch, where would the dad rank in the Zaddy watch?
This is a hard one.
Yeah.
I think he was in one half of two scenes.
Yeah, literally.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'll start.
Yeah, go ahead.
He's in it for a second, but I'm gonna tell you this: he was hot fly as hell. He was nerdy. I like him. He makes money. Look at where he lives. He's a redhead, which I also like. Platinum Zaddy status. Period.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
Period.
I don't really remember. I think Kim's parents are great, and they're also, like you said, they're like both very ambitious, top of their field type. People, they put the robot back together. What is her mom's a neuroscientist and dad's a like it's like a rocket scientist and a, I don't know, they're both very, very cool, hip professionals. I do not remember him. I think he's a good dad. I think he's great. I'll give him a gold because it's hard with when he's barely in this movie at all.
He really was not in this movie at all. But I was kind of.
The series helps in my opinion. Sorry.
Well, in the series though, that dad is a Platinum Zaddy. He's also like voiced by what's his face from? Isn't he voiced by the guy from Office Space and from like Mixed
Gary
Dish?
Cole.
Isn't he?
Let's look.
I can't remember. I remember the dad in the Kim Possible animated series was a certified Platinum Zaddy, but this one was not as much a character at all. Like, he had no personality at all. He also, like, that voice that the animated series character has was a great voice, and this one, just, you know, average, whatever. So I got to take points off because he's not as much fun. I felt like they could have had better fun casting with it. I felt like a lot of the characters could have been more characters. They played it all too real. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, but the fun of this is that you are like a live action cartoon. So like you want to be more of a cartoon instead of maybe it was the direction that they were given.
But that's exactly what I was talking about with Kim. Like, she didn't seem like a cartoon character.
But it's like, that's the fun of it. Anyway, whatever. So I'm going to give this guy a silver Zaddy.
Yeah, I think.
All right.
No, he had money. He can be gold.
It's tricky. It is a tricky one because, we have to base on some other, you know, external facts that we know about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think also, like, when it comes to playing the cartoon version, I think Ron Stoppable was, like, a very cartoony.
Yes.
And then everybody else was, like, too realistic, maybe?
Yeah, well, and like Ron's vocal inflections and Draken's as well, and Shego too. Like, they all seemed like they were in that world, the Kim Possible world, which was very fun.
Yeah,
but a lot of characters were very grounded compared to that.
True. All right, time to rate this movie, the Kim Possible live action movie, out of 5 Rufuses. How many Rufuses do we give Kim Possible?
I didn't think about this until now. Look, okay. I love Kim Possible. It's most of this is action sequences, which of course I was like, oh, okay. Just and it's like, this is the type where you know it's gonna turn out fine. It's just in the service of getting to whatever, you know, thing we're trying to get. It was fun. I feel like I wanted more cartooniness. But also, there's the question of why are we making live action from a cartoon? Because we want to do what cartoon can't. So, I don't know. I'm still undecided. However, I had a good time. I liked that they included a lot of the people from the cartoon show. And I'll give it a 3. I'll give it 2.5. 2.5 Rufuses.
2.5. Okay. Yeah, I feel like they didn't have as much fun as they really could have. I felt like if you're bringing something back, you can have a lot more fun. It needed to be more cartoony to me in a way that, like, even just like the humor and fun of, like, it didn't seem like they were having fun. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. Also, like, the whole spark thing doesn't make sense for a thing. It should have just been like, I'm stealing your confidence. I'm making you question yourself. Because what the heck is a spark? Really? What is a spark? You know? That's just a question for our special guest to answer when they're ready. Okay. But I did think that, you know, it was if I wasn't comparing this to the original Kim Possible, I would have felt like this was fun. You know, I would have felt like this was a fun, like, I would have been excited about her room. I thought her room was exciting. I liked the taco place. What is it called?
Bueno Nacho.
Bueno Nacho. That was, like, fun. Those little references were fun, and it did look like Bueno Nacho. So I thought that was fun. I don't know where I'm going. Most of all, I didn't find this to be terrible if I disconnect the whole this is supposed to be Kim Possible. So for that, I'll give it a 3.
Mm.
I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I get it. I mean, it's not bad. It was bad. It was terrible. There were moments. I think the cool thing about the Kim Possible animated movie that I watched, the DCOM, was that I think it captured teenagers' point of view at that time in the early aughts. And I think this movie was trying to do that with such cringe writing, like tens across the boards, which was, Bonnie said it, and I was like, I hate this movie so much.
I did not catch that.
I did get, our special guest just left the room. Must have said something offensive or something. Anyway, I like that Taylor Ortega played Chigo as a lesbian, in my opinion. So I really like that. Other than that, the movie was boring as hell and the writing was really god awful. So with that being said, this is getting 2 Rufuses for me.
2 Rufuses.
Do, 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 do.
I will not be picking that call.
No, but it could be. It could be the start to your career. You just have to pick up.
Like distress call. No, thank you. I'm busy.
Yeah, call me, reach me, or beat me, or whatever it's called. Well, we did it. We talked about the Kim Possible live action movie. I want to give a special thanks to our special guest who left the room.
Thank you so much.
Do you want to say anything?
No. Well, she's not. She's not in the room anymore. She's not in the Zoom room anymore.
Okay. They're shaking their head. No, outside.
Outside of the room. Right. Yeah. Thanks so much for listening to us at Inside the Disney Vault. I've been Oscar.
I'm Claire.
And I'm Rachel.
Bye. Bye. Whoa, mama! What an amazing episode of Kim Possible. Call me, beat me if you want to reach what?
Me.
Me, baby. You know, and that marks the end of our year at DCOMs for that year.
Well,
the
no,
year being 2018.
No, it doesn't. No.
Oh, no.
We still have one more, don't we?
Yeah.
We still have one more. There's still one more DCOM. Yeah. To tackle
a
in the 2019
very important DCOM, which is the end of a trilogy.
We are reaching the end of something.
And just it is Descendants 3.
The final chapter.
Yeah, so wow. Okay, we got a third one. This is the final trilogy. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts?
I mean, we were promised a third one. The way they ended the second one was very like... Oh, you think this is the end of the story? Yeah, right.
What children will get this time?
Mm-hmm.
More villains.
Has anyone seen who's seen Rachel?
I've
have you seen Descendants?
I have not.
But I don't remember anything.
Oh. Well, if
Oscar,
Rachel wants to jog.
Seen it?
Of course. Claire, are you serious? No, absolutely not. And Claire, you haven't seen it either.
No.
But if you want to jog your memory like Rachel, if you've seen it before, or if you're like Claire and I have never seen it, don't worry. Descendants 3 is streaming on Disney Plus.
Amazing. Can't wait to see who's in it.
Yeah. And if you want to talk to us about what you see in it, you can reach out to us on Instagram at Inside the Disney Vault and on Twitter at ITDV Podcast.
Yeah. And if you want some more content like video episodes, or you want to join our live watch parties, or even contribute to the polls and tell us what you want us to watch and cover, you can become a patron at patreon.com/InsideTheDisneyVault.
Yeah.
Ooh, and listen. Listen,
what?
Linda.
What?
Listen,
what?
Linda.
Linda.
Listen, Linda.
Just Linda.
If you haven't rated us or left a review on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify, what are you doing? Give us a 5-star review.
Tell us
that you like the podcast. Say fun stuff like that. So if you haven't done so, please, it would help us out a whole bunch.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Amazing. Yeah. Well, I guess it's time to finish this trilogy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who would you want to see? Who would you want to see in Descendants 3? Like, who's your dream child of a villain that you want to see?
Madame Mim.
Yes. That would be great.
Albert from the Aristocats. Is that his name?
Yzma's frantic.
Oh my God. And Kronk's. Such good ones. Yeah.
Scar.
What if it's, oh my God. What if it's the kids of Yzma and Kronk, because Yzma and Kronk got together and they're like twins.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
One is like really frantic and one is like really like. Ooh.
Yes. And it's like Lady and the Tramp, how one looks like her and one looks like him.
Yeah.
You listen in Disney. We're chock full of ideas. Yeah. And we got more for you next week when you turn into Inside the Disney Vault.
Oh, yeah.
See ya.
Bye.